Mr. Brown, Reel 5, we were talking about when you were relieved by the Americans. How did you feel in yourself when you first saw the Americans, when you were relieved?
Well, you can hardly explain. I mean, you're all right. You're all right yourself, but being lucky up till then, and you just cast yourself as being lucky to the end, like sort of style. It wasn't a feeling that you can explain, because we had to have feelings like that all the time. We're there. But this was the best of all sort of style.
It says, boy, did you go to town the ration station? What's that about?
Oh, that was when the Yanks first came to the camp. Well, all the Germans in charge, they cleared off, you see. So the troops went and raided the ration place and they went to town. You got them on the women and things like that.
How did you... I mean, were you warned not to eat too much after? Because you hadn't had much to eat for a long time, and you know.
No, but we're lucky because we did get parcels on the march.
It says on the thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. If you had followed this, you'd have found out. But, yeah, we did all right.
So you weren't that starved? You hadn't lost a lot of weight?
No.
So what about this flight back? You'd been one of the ones who were looking.
I was one of the 200. We went to this airfield, but when we got there, it was full of holes. In fact, the Germans left it in the morning. The fighters had left it in the morning for the good action. And the Yankees took it. So when they come back, they were waiting for them. So they took us down to town and... They put us in private houses, just knocked on the door and we come and say, yeah, put these two up for the night, and that was it. And they put us in the old room, the fashion old room, and we had a good bed and everything. The next morning, then we went back to the camp, and then we got the Yankees come to the wagon, and they took us to the airfield. And we got a light plane to Brussels, to Gotha, to Brussels. And when we got there, they left us and we got the light. When the Lancaster had come in, when he was coming back, they put us in the bay, 38 to the plane, 19 on each side, sitting down. And they put in prison and they told you, stay there. You don't move at all, you just stay where you are. And that was it. And within a couple of hours, I was in England. Before they were all in England, 3 years, I think, before the war finished.
For a VE day?
Yes.
Do you know where you landed or where they put you?
In Blythe Norton.
And where were you on VE day? Oh, had you gone on leave?
Yeah.
Was there any special celebrations? Now, your family had moved, hadn't you? Just part of your family, your parents. Your parents had gone to Hayes, and you'd married, and your wife was...
Newcastle.
So where did you go? Newcastle?
No, I went to my mother's. I went to his. That was nearest, you see.
And what about VE Day? What do you remember of that?
It was over. That was all. The feeling was just as good. But I've got no regrets of anything. You had to do what you're told. You did what you're told and you went off.
You didn't have any after effects from being a POW, because some people had problems, you know, not being able to sleep, nightmares, things, problems. Did you have any problems?
No.
None at all? And what about before you were demobilised? How long was it? And what did they do with you in the interim?
Oh, we went to Nutsford for the time. But shortly after that, I think we went to Nutsford from there.
But when about?
That's got in.
No, when?
When?
It's not on there.
Oh, it's not on there now.
Was it before Christmas?
Yes.
And you just went back, your old job had been held open for you?
Yes, but when I went back, I went back driving in 45.
Because you'd had training as a driver?
I'd been driving all the time in the army, you see. Yeah.
Did you prefer being a driver to a conductor?
Yes. Well, driving, I mean, I'm drive with your life, sort of thing.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
So to you, the war hadn't done you any harm, and in fact, it had done you a favour then?
I mean, I would never experience, it's a bad experience, I've never experienced there, I would never get anywhere in the world.
Thank you very much.